Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. We are always speaking about our gathering unto God. Our gathering is unto the Lord, and God has spoken to us in diverse means, by diverse ways, through prophets, through the laws, through the things that have been created. And He has spoken to us in diverse ways about the coming of one who is to inherit all things. Praise God. He has been speaking in diverse ways about our gathering unto the Lord. Praise God. And this is something that must be fulfilled in the lives of every individual here. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We are going to carefully examine the message that was sealed in a vision that was given over to Daniel.
Amen.
And remind ourselves today once more about our gathering unto the Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I cannot read the whole chapter today, but I want us to go back to read Daniel chapter 7. Praise God. These are powerful revelations that speak of the coming of the Lord, the coming of the King of Glory, the coming of the Son of Man with the clouds of heaven. Praise God. And this is one of the things that have edified me most in the visions of Daniel. When we read these things, we marvel at the fact that Daniel spoke with the same language that John will speak thousands of years later. So you begin to marvel at the Spirit, that the Spirit is one. It never changes. Praise God. And you begin to see clearly that Jesus Himself read the scriptures. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When Jesus Christ speaks about it, you will see the Son of Man coming with great power and glory. You come in the clouds of heaven, or you will see the Lord will send His angels to gather the elect from the four winds of the earth. Where do you think he got those words from? From the Bible. He read the books, but the difference is that Jesus had the anointing, the Spirit, of insight to understand what the prophecy meant. Praise God. Daniel saw all these things, but the books were sealed. The angel told Daniel, "You go thy way unto the end." Daniel sought to inquire of these great things that he saw, great, terrible visions that, you know, troubled him. And he tried to inquire from the angel, what are these things about? And the angel told him, "Look, you Daniel, you go your way and sleep with the rest of your brethren. You will stand in your lot at the end of days." The angel was assuring Daniel that Daniel too will be in the gathering. But it was not for him. "You go that way, Daniel. The books are sealed for now." Praise God. But it is written that in those days the books will be opened. And you see, many will run to and fro, and knowledge will be increased.
Amen.
Praise God. We're not just talking of a superficial knowledge, because the more we have this human knowledge or religious knowledge, it brings simply death. Knowledge will increase, and that knowledge is none other than the knowledge of Him that fills all in all. Praise God. Knowledge will increase. Praise God. You go thy way. And He says that the wicked will not understand anything. The wicked will not hear. They will not understand. Praise God. And that speaks about the futility of the carnal mind. It can never understand. It can never comprehend the things of God. It will never be in agreement with the things of God. Praise God. So let us examine Daniel, Daniel sees in a vision, he sees four winds. Say it in Daniel 7, he sees four winds steering up the sea. Praise God. Four winds, actually, the revelation that God gave me actually is that the four winds he was talking about was actually a whirlwind. Praise God. A whirlwind that entered where? Into the sea and stirred the sea up. And out of the sea came out four beasts. Praise God. One of the beasts looked like a lion. The second one looked like a bear. The third one looked like a leopard. And the fourth one, you know, looked like what, you know, the fourth one looked like a very terrible, dreaded beast. Praise God. A terrible, dreaded beast whose appearance was extremely frightening. And the Bible says that the beast had 10 horns, and out of the 10 horns, a small horn uprooted 3 of the horns and came out, and the horn had eyes. The eyes of what? A man. The Bible says the eyes of what?
A man.
And he spoke swelling things, big things. That means he was boasting. Was bragging. Praise God. And you can see the lion itself, the Bible says, the lion that came out of the sea, it was giving a man's heart. Can you see? A man's heart and feet. So you can see, actually, that beast that the Spirit of God is bringing out of the sea is actually man. We're talking of the man of sin. The Bible speaks about the man of sin. See, that must be taken away before Christ comes. And apparently, the man of sin, people have written big books on the man of sin, somebody from Iran, somebody from Iraq, from China, from Russia. But the man of sin is actually the man of the flesh, the natural man, you know, who is, you know, ignorant of the things of God. Is the man of the flesh. Praise God. When the Bible speaks about almighty man, the psalm is crying about the mighty man. He talks about the man of the flesh, the carnal man. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You see, when you think of things like Goliath, David and Goliath, Goliath is actually the flesh. Mm-hmm. See, Goliath had six toes, six fingers, all that is number of man.
Yes.
It's a mortal man. So you can see all this talks about the flesh. See it? That which hinders the appearing of the glory of the Lord in our lives is the false identity, the human identity we bear as a man. That human identity stands as a barrier between man and God. Praise God. So what we saw actually being fetched out of the sea by the Spirit is man. And what happens is that as man is fetched out of the sea, he is brought before the judgment seat of Christ. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You see, I want us to understand that when you hear of the wind is the same as the voice, the breath of God. Jesus Christ says the hour comes when those who are in their graves will hear. Actually, the same thing is the trumpet, is the voice, is the breath of God that brings people back into awareness of that invisible presence that fills all in all. Praise God. And what happened? Jesus Christ says the hour comes when they hear the voice, those who are in their graves. We saw in the book of Revelations, the second to the last chapter, that actually in the midst of the sea, you have graves. In the midst of the sea, you have graves. You see, that is the realm of death. It's the abyss, it's the realm of the dead, where people are actually cut off and annihilated from the very life of God. It's thick darkness where you can't even see yourself. Praise God. See, we don't see each other. We don't see ourselves as men when we walk in that realm.
The abyss.
The abyss is the realm of it's thick darkness. Darkness that you can touch, you can feel. Praise God. You know, there's some parts of the sea that if you go down and you see the animals there, the type of animals that live there, oh Jesus, they're like ghosts, freaks. They call them freaks. Very strange shapes. Some of them have lights. Very, very, you know, strange. That can, no man can survive there. It's the realm of the dead. Praise God. So you see, God's sermons, he gathers the people from the dead. He says that the angel, the Lord will send his angels with the shout of the, with the sound of a great trumpet. See, to gather the elect from the depths. See it. For the uttermost parts of the sea, of the earth, which is the sea, the depths. See, the lowest parts of the earth. You know, Paul speaks about, you know, he descended into the lower, the lowest of the earth. He came down and descended into the lower, so he can feel all in all. He illumined that realm. Praise God. In the book of Revelations, when John sees a mighty angel coming with his feet like pillars of fire. See, one of the feet, the legs, fire, he put it in the sea. Why does he do that? It's to burn that realm of, it's to illumine that realm. See it and destroy everything. That fire there will destroy every, you know, anything death in that place. Praise God. So what happens? Daniel sees immediately that these four beasts were summoned before the throne of God, which is actually the judgment of God. Amen?
Amen.
The final judgment. Praise God.
Amen.
The white throne judgment. Something that is happening right now. As we hear the voice, because what happens that we are being summoned and every man is being made to account, praise God, of everything in this body. Hallelujah. And you know, the good thing about this, when we submit ourselves to the Lord, praise God, what happens is that that which is destroyed is, what is destroyed? Because written here that the Bible says that the beast, that fourth animal, the beast, was cast into what? It was burnt and destroyed. It was killed. And the other four beasts were allowed to live for a season. Praise God. Why was that? What does that actually mean? It talks about the dissolving, the destruction, and bringing to naught of the man of sin. Praise God. If you look at the Bible says in the book of Revelation that those with the mark of the beast, with the imprints of the beast, are those that are cast into the fire. The beast, praise God, and that which has the mark of the beast, that is cast into the fire, which means everything that is carnal, everything that is human, everything that is of man, I'm talking of the natural man of the earth, is destroyed, dissolved as we come before the revelation light of God. Hallelujah. If you notice properly, the appearance of what was called the Ancient of Days is actually the appearance that we see again and again, you know, in the book of Daniel, in the book of Matthew, you know, when Jesus transfigures, you see that same figure again in the book of Revelation.
It's not a one-time event. Yes.
Praise God. It's something that is continuous, praise God, revealing a body that is in the heavens. Praise God. Remember, there's something that precedes the appearing of the Ancient of Days. The Bible says that thrones were cast down. See, thrones were set. Then the angels of the Ancient of Days appeared. Now, which are these stones that are set to them? How is the Ancient of Days revealed to this world? Before it's revealed, thrones are set for people, for kings to sit on. And when they are seated, he appears. Why is it like that? It's the same manner in the book of Revelations. When the chairs are set, then you see the white throne judgment. Why? It's because it is the saints themselves that have ascended, that reveal the Christ to the world. Paul says, don't you know you shall judge the world? Praise God. Those who are sent and actually reign in Christ are the ones that manifest that life, that Ancient of Days, which is actually the I am, the, you know, the eternal life, the I am, the Father, manifesting himself. These are the ones that actually reveal the Father, the invisible King of glory, to the world. Praise God. So you see, when you are preaching this message and walking in love and walking in harmony with the Lord, obeying the Lord, what happens is that you are bringing judgment, praise God, to this outer realm. Hallelujah. It might not look obvious at first sight, praise God, but a long run, what you are doing is that you are burning away and chipping away every lie and device of the devil.
Amen.
Praise God. So you can see at the end of the day, what remains is the Lord and the Lord alone.
Amen.
The Bible speaks about myriads of angels, myriads of servants, serving the Ancient of Days. See, all of them have their face towards the Ancient of Days. They see him and they serve him. See that, you see, we have to take our position among those myriads of what? Servants of angels right now. By faith, praise God, you must be able to begin to discern the Ancient of Days, because he's the one that is appearing everywhere. He has the one life that we are seeing. You know, when you talk of Ancient of Days, we're talking of an endless life. He's the one that is what? Appearing everywhere. Paul says that discerning the Lord's body. Praise God. Some people eat of the bread and bring damnation upon themselves because they are not discerning the Lord's body. Praise God. You eat of this bread and you are not discerning the what? The Lord's body. Praise God. What is expected is that our eyes are open to behold this Ancient of Days in all and through all. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, when Paul says, examine yourself before you go in to eat, he says, examine yourself. You know, we talked about the examination.
Of course.
The examination. What is the examination? Yes. The examination is to prove yourself, to see whether you know that is Christ that is in you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You see, when what God wants every man to do now is to stand before the Ancient of Days and just serve and just worship. See, when Jesus Christ was washing the feet of the disciples, you know, he was serving the Ancient of Days. He was seeing the Ancient of Days. I know they tried to stop Jesus. Peter told Jesus, no, master, you cannot wash my feet. And Jesus told him, later you will understand. Praise God. And he now said, blessed are those you that do this. So you see, by the time the glory of God is made manifest, by the time the eyes are truly, you can't but just disappear to and be just nothing but what? A servant in the house of God. Because God's glory is too, you see, you disappear. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We disappear, the human disappears, and you just You know, Jesus, I'm talking of Jesus as a man, you know, he's there serving. Praise God. Paul is there serving. John, they are everywhere. If you just, the human aspect, the flesh disappears. Hallelujah. Praise God. And as we come out of the sea, we begin to contemplate the Ancient of Days. And the eyes must be focused. Hallelujah. There is a stream of fire that was going before him from the throne, from his presence. A stream of fire. Praise God. What is that stream of fire flowing? Praise God. Hallelujah. What is the stream of fire flowing from his presence? And people were ministering. Hallelujah. It's nothing but the revelation truth flowing from the Lord. Revelation knowledge, understanding. Praise God. His essence flowing forth. And he can do, he goes forth to purify and to burn off anything that is flesh. Praise God. Amen. Everything that cannot stand the fire will be dissolved. Praise God. It's only that which cannot be dissolved that, you know, remains forever. The Bible speaks about angels with fire, with power over fire. Have you heard of that? Angels with what? Power over fire. Now you see people like Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego entering the fire. These are spiritual messages to show people who have ascended in Christ. Praise God. The fourth person in the midst was the Christ. It shows the people who are united in Christ, the Spirit. Praise God. That which cannot be dissolved by the Spirit, by fire, is Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. That is which cannot be dissolved is that which is spiritual. But anything that is carnal is dissolved by the revelation truth of God. Anything carnal, everything of the flesh. You know, when a fire burns a bush, have you seen a bush fire before?
Yes.
People have experienced, they say that if you see snakes running, they say snakes dread, that is, snakes dread.
Yes, that's the thing they fear most.
Fire. You
run
see,
running
for their dear life. They can sense the fire coming from far, and they are off running for their dear life. Anything that is serpentine, carnal, in the lives of men, is destroyed. That is the mark of the beast. It is carnality that has brought about death. See, to be carnally minded is death. Praise God. Death is that carnality has to be dissolved. The mind. That mindset that fails to see the Spirit, which is the Lord, that is the one that must be dissolved and die off, destroyed and dissolved completely. Praise God. That's why that beast is destroyed in the book of Daniel. The Bible says he was destroyed, and you know, so that boasting is no more. That mouth is no more. That speaking high things and bragging. You know, all men do is boast.
Of course.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know, the beauty of this vision is that after all of this, Daniel sees the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. The Son of Man. You see, this vision is a vision for every man. Every man has to hold the book himself. And this thing must be fulfilled in the individual lives of every man. Whether in the body or out of the
body.
And let me tell you, physical death cannot kill the carnal mind. Praise God. If physical death cannot purify you, physical death cannot draw you nearer to God. Of course, certain things might be easier, but it's not an automatic qualification into God's kingdom. Praise God. Whether you are in the flesh or out of the flesh, it does not matter. These same things apply. You still have to hear, you still have to come align yourself in the mind to Christ. Otherwise, you are just like an evil spirit. Or have you heard of evil spirit?
Yes.
What do you think evil spirits are? These are the souls of people that are not.
Yes.
that have not been regenerated, that have not, you know, ascended into Christ. Praise God. So what happens here, you see, after the dissolving of the carnal mind, we now begin to see somebody emerge. Hallelujah. When you say the Son of Man coming with the clouds of glory, see, he's talking of a spiritual being, because the clouds represent a spiritual body. It represents, you know, a cloud of witnesses, of spirits united in one. It represents a body that is celestial. See, it, you see, notice that the cloud, the what do you call it, the gravity has no power over the clouds. Praise God. Jesus Christ says that anybody that is born of the Spirit, see, the wind blows him, you know. Anyone that is born of the Spirit, do you know how he said it exactly?
Yes, that the wind blows wherever it wants.
What does the wind normally blow out there? The clouds.
Yes.
We're speaking about the clouds. Those are people that are born of the Spirit, born again by the Spirit. Praise God. Flesh and blood cannot inherit. You must be born again. Renewing of the mind, transformation of the mind back to the spiritual state. Praise God. And this occurs as we hear the truth and as we see the truth. Praise God. Seeing what is this mystery, contemplating what is this mystery, standing before the throne. Hallelujah. This is the throne of judgment. A positive aspect is it destroys that which is carnal in us, because everybody must appear before that throne. Even if it means 1,000 years there, you must be there. See, and once you are before the throne, you can never live there again. But so you must be agreeable. If you want peace, you must agree. Hallelujah. You know, we tried to run away for some time, and it didn't work. You cannot run away from the truth. Praise God, you must always find your way back. You can't run away. Praise, we've tried it tonight. I always tell people, good luck. I just pray that you'll be able to come back in the days of your flesh. That's my prayer for you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So, the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven, the Bible says, he came near to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near to him. And there was given to him dominion, glory, and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. An eternal kingdom. See, doesn't this remind you of Jesus when he says that all power in heaven and earth has been given over to me? That is the Son of Man coming in glory. And that is the story of every man who has followed Christ in the regeneration. Everybody will still come out like Jesus and say, all power in heaven and earth has been given over to me. See, Jesus experienced humanity. The hell that Jesus experienced was his tasting of life in the flesh. He experienced what it meant to be separate from the Father. Praise God. He experienced the horrors of life separate from the Father. And when you say, you know, he had a revelation, I go to the Father, and the Father are one, and he married that revelation and grew into that back into that revelation. You see, but you could notice that there were times where he struggled. There were times where, you know, the pressures of death, fear of death came. There were times where he had to pray and cry and groan all night. You know, there were times where he was tempted, like us. See it. And you know, all these things, he too separate, he tasted of death, he tasted of life in the lower parts of the earth. Praise God. And you know, but he recognized that his glory, his rest, his peace, his joy is to rediscover himself in that oneness, that bosom, that one identity he had with God from the beginning. Praise God. That's why he says, I go to the Father. I ascend back to the Father. Praise God. That must be our confession I ascend back into the Ancient of Days. Amen. He was brought to the Ancient of Days. It's when you say he was brought. It's a kind of a submission. It says that when the Son has submitted, has put everything, has made everything subject to himself, that's the Son, then he himself is now subject to the Father. All the beasts and all those beasts, he's giving us everything to subdue those things, those kingdoms within us, all those beasts, you know, the lions and the leopards, you know, and the bears, the bloodthirsty bears. He has given us the power, yes, and all those boastful, he has given us the power to destroy these things, you know, so that when we have now obeyed, we are now subject to him, and so that he becomes all in all. See it, having all dominion, having all power means sitting on the throne of the Father. It means inheriting the name of the Father. It means walking in the new name. It means walking in the new Jerusalem. It says in the book of Revelation, I'll give you the name of the new Jerusalem that comes from heaven. Praise God. I have an open door for you which no man can close. The open door is into the new Jerusalem, the everlasting kingdom that shall never be destroyed. I shall give you everlasting dominion. City, to him that overcomes will I grant to sit on my throne. So you can see the Son of Man coming with the clouds of heaven. It's actually you in your glorified state. You are awoken from your slumber that you are human, you are sick, you are mortal, and all these things. When you have awoken, you discover that you are, I am he that lives forever. Amen. Praise God. So this is one of those confirmations, you know, that comes to strengthen us. Praise God. Amen. You know, when John the Apostle wrote his, in the book of Revelation, he spoke about him being in tribulation with the rest of the saints in this present world. You see, but God sends this word, this deep word, to strengthen the faith of the saints. So that you don't waver in the midst of, you know, these things we see around us. Amen? Amen. Until we come to the full knowledge that we are rooted in this revelation knowledge. Rooted so that we're not no more pushed by, you know, circumstances and winds of doctrines of men. Because the winds of doctrines are so many. Very deceitful. Lying in wait to take people away. Praise God, it's written that if it were possible, they would deceive the elect. If it were possible. Because they are so convincing. Praise God, but discern the spirits. No matter how big and glorious they appear, how convincing them, discern the spirits. If you're not able to recognize that I came out of the Father and I go to the Father, that's not, it's just the devil. Who is speaking? Who will pass away with time? Praise God! It's very, very easy to be deceived. See it. They will tell you go to the desert. It's there. Big signs and all kind of things. No. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let us allow the Spirit with patience lead us in alignment with the Father. Bible says, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. Amen. Begin to see the Ancient of Days seated in all. Stand still, be in awe, reverence, in worship, and recognize that presence. Worship that presence, love that presence.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Unite with that presence.
Amen.
Serve the Lord with fear and trembling.
Amen.
Love the name of the Lord. Seek the Lord with all of your heart.
Amen.
Says, if you seek me with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and everything that is in you, I will be found of you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What is happening today is that the Spirit of God, God in His mercy, is fetching us out of the deep sea.
Amen.
Out of the depths where there is absolute no knowledge. We didn't even know anything. See it all we just do out there, struggle and back, you know, do all the murderous things out there, down there in the deep. But he says today, light has come.
Amen.
Recognize the Ancient of Days, the Alpha and the Omega, the I Am that I am, him that has been from the foundation of the world, and serve him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Contemplate his glory. Serve him. Get lost in his glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Get lost in him. And as you serve him, and as you contemplate his glory, you discover yourself ascending into him. Hallelujah. He is our exceeding great reward. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for this great love towards your people, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.